A new school year is set to begin for the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and after a somewhat tumultuous summer, Anthony Hamlet has begun his first year as superintendent. He took over for Linda Lane, who stepped down in June. Within a few weeks of being named superintendent, Hamlet was accused of plagiarizing a portion of his resume and exaggerating his list of accomplishments. But having survived a vote by the school board on whether or not to retain him, he announced his own 90-day transition plan earlier this month, including a series of 9 district-wide community input forums. He sat down with 90.5 WESA's Paul Guggenheimer to discuss his strategy for improving the city's public schools.
Part of your plan includes a commitment to hearing what students have to say, hearing what teachers have to say about the direction of the district. Why is that important to you?
Important. You want to make sure that we capture the voices, that everybody has buy-in and ownership. When people are given initiatives and they're top-down, I don't think they take hold, because the ownership is not with the organization or the individuals that it needs to inspire or the work they need to do. When they come to self-actualization and understand why something needs to be changed, why they need certain models of inquiry, why they need certain pedagogy skill set changes, why they need a certain curriculum deep dive and look at the alignment of it, then they understand why things need to change or some things you need to keep because they're working, some things you may need to let go because they're not working.
So that if changes need to be made, it will be the result, to some extent, of what students want to see done differently and what teachers and perhaps others want to see done differently.
It's going to be a smattering of all our voices, because everybody's going to have voice and input in the forums. Again, they're public forums. We want everybody to actually come, but also we'll have some separate forums for students also and capture some things that they want also and hear their voice of really from a standpoint of no adults around, these are just kids and me having a conversation. Hey, guys, what's going on? What's really going on? Have a conversation with me.
What would you say are the biggest challenges that the public schools in Pittsburgh face?
I think the biggest challenges right now is making sure that we have appropriate programming for all of our children. I've been in education a long time now, about 22 years, and looking at how things work pretty much in majority of districts, this is what happens. Districts usually always focus on the low 25%, the kids that need support, throwing additional interventions and preventions for those kids, but also paying attention to the kids that are at the top, because they're the top performers. They get all the awards, they get all the accolades. But what about the kids in the middle, right? So making sure we have appropriate programming for all levels of our children, and we're actually paying attention to all groups of students so they can have appropriate programming as they move through the different academic levels. So making sure we have that programming in place for all of our children, I think that's going to be our biggest challenge. And again, understanding what those needs are, having conversations with teachers, principals, and also students and parents to make sure that we have appropriate programming to support their growth.
One of the things that I've heard teachers say, and perhaps you have as well, Dr. Hamlet, that they spend too much of their time trying to get classrooms and kids who are acting out under control and not enough time teaching. What should be done to address this?
There could be a lot of things to be done. But first of all, we need to have an understanding of what our actual systems that we have in place to support children. Have conversations about why students are acting out. Sometimes children come from home with different life circumstances and situations that happen. So there could be a numerous number of reasons why kids act out. So we got to make sure that we have those support structures in place, realizing that adults come with certain skill set deficits, making sure they get the appropriate training to support kids that act out as well, but also have wraparound services, social-emotional counseling for those kids who need that as well.
You've talked about developing a 5-year strategic plan to, quote, make this district one of the best in the nation.
Right.
If the district is as cash-strapped as we're hearing, how can you address the problems that currently exist with facilities and programs, let alone do what it takes to make the Pittsburgh Public School District one of the best in the nation?
I'm one for flattening the system, per se. Like I've added formally before, the executive cabinet didn't have the assistant superintendents on the executive cabinet. For me, it's about schools, and the conversation should be always around schools, and the assistant superintendents represent the voice of the schools because they have schools on their network. So bring them into the conversation, because again, for me, the conversation should be about schools on a regular basis. That's what we're in the business. We're a school district.
In June, following revelations that you had plagiarized a portion of a Washington Post editorial for your resume and embellished accomplishments on your resume. The board hired a former state prosecutor to conduct an independent inquiry into your background. Do you feel you have sufficiently answered questions about your credentials?
That will be something that the investigator, because for me, 22 years in Florida, didn't have a problem whatsoever. I come here, I have a problem. So for me, I don't have a problem. I have the same resume as I had in Florida as I have here. So I would end the conversation with that and move forward as far as what we need to talk about as far as Pittsburgh Public Schools. Because the report is there for anybody to read, and I'll leave that alone.
As you look back, what might you have done differently?
Nothing.
And two more questions. One would be this. What happens, as you know, plagiarism is in the student code of conduct. What happens if a kid is caught plagiarizing and he says to his teacher, well, Dr. Hamlet did it. How should a teacher address that?
We got to find a definition of plagiarism, and I'm sure you know this. Plagiarism is knowingly, right? Knowingly and intentionally doing something, is submitting a paper, submitting a publication or assignment, or taking someone's own information and presenting it as your own, right? Dr. Hamlet didn't do that.
How would you characterize what you did? What would you say is what you did?
Again, we're talking about Pittsburgh Public Schools right now. That's in the past. The focus right now is on the children of Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Anthony Hamlet talking with WESA's Paul Guggenheimer. To hear Hamlet answer questions about accusations of plagiarism and exaggerating accomplishments on his resume, visit our website at WESA.FM.